here or anything about the science, I think we should really try to stick to, you know, simple key talking points about how, you know, how all this food needs to be labeled. It's labeled in so many other countries. There's so many risks associated with it. Not only risk, but seriously known health concerns, and, you know, the connection between food and big business and, you know, big pharma, big ag. I think those are some of the key issues that we should be sticking to. I didn't organize this. I guess we all organized this together, and I'm ready to, start singing, start marching. What are you all ready for?
Can we get a moment for AJ to talk a little bit about the plan?
AJ.
I just thought that was a bit of a break of a high climax there.
No, you got this, brother. I'm good. Go for it.
I won't talk that long.
Let's talk about security.
Let's talk a little first about why it's important that we're all here. A little while ago, I was growing up in Kuwait, and you used to be able to go into the... Huh? All right.
Let me accept a louder voice of the crowd here.
Thanks.
Thank you all for being here. I want you to know where I'm coming from. A long time ago, I was growing up in Kuwait as a child. And out in the desert, you could see these great plumes of fire coming out of the ground. And I asked myself as a young child why they were scorching the sky, why it had to rain black ash, why the air had to be toxic. And I realized that at the core of it all, it's profit. Profit like this man is making, I'm sure. You guys like organic food? Yeah. I'm gonna need that voice today. When I say organic, you say food. Let's see if we can crush this. Organic!
No.
Organic!
No.
Organic!
No.
In the face of oppression, we've been poisoned. We've been lied to, we've been deceived, we've been rolled over by a black, toxic cloak of noxious gas. It's time to clear these fields with a breath of air, with our own voice. We need to clear these fields. Organic!
Food.
Organic!
Food.
Organic!
Food.
As head of security, I ask you all to keep it very, very peaceful. Thank you so much for being here.
Can't do it.
Watch your step.
Y'all know who I am?
Yeah. Of course.
I do not feel like putting this on yet. I didn't want to scare you all. But what do you think about that? What do you want to say to them?
Boo!
That's it?
Boo!
What do you want to?
Take back our democracy!
Yeah, I was hoping for a little more volume on that. Okay, so what we're planning here in a few minutes, because there's lots of bees here, so we want to have a colony collapse. So, what time is it? 11:30. So at about, they're gonna let us onto the bridge at noon, exactly. So at about 11:55, we're gonna do a little train around here, and we're gonna buzz around, everybody who's a bee, and then Faith, who's around here somewhere, has got a little song for us. And then we're gonna collapse. So I'm gonna ask the photographers to understand that we got the great view right up here. We'll collapse right over there. Everybody ready to get on the ground and be dead? Yeah?
Yep.
All right, we have to have a lot of dead bees on the ground. It's an awesome picture. It's gonna go all around the world. So that's up to us to make that. Thanks everybody to come.
Charlie over here, you gotta blank him out. He's making a lot of noise.
Who is? We'll argue with him later.
He's making a lot of noise.
I'll get him in a minute, Carol. I'll get him in a minute. Faith, would you like to sing right now? Faith is going to come up and sing.
When they walk in a row, each person can carry a letter.
That's cute. Yeah, I have some glitter in my purse. I'm going to, like, spiral it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right.
My name is Toby. I'm with Bay Area Code Pink.
I love you, Toby! Yeah.
And I'm here, as all of you are here, because Mother Earth is sacred. Living things on this planet are sacred. And the human race is the most threatening species on this planet to Mother Earth. And we need, you know, all aspects of our life, our society are being under attack right now. Education is under attack. Our homes are under attack. Our bumblebees, our bees are under attack. And the threat on human, on living beings is the most scariest thing. I was just told today, you know, there were the elephant march today. And I was informed how threatened elephants are. One of the most intelligent, sacred animals on this planet, threatening the polar bears, the elephants. I'm involved in the drone resistance movement.
And the drone!
In a very big way. And we go up to Beale Air Force Base every month and do a two-day encampment. We welcome any of you to join us. But the last time I was there, we were standing outside one of the gates. And, you know, oftentimes they fly the U-2s down over our heads and practice their surveillance skills on us. And we're kind of getting used to it. But then the last time I was there, there was a dragonfly that was headed right toward me, just straight onto my face, and then it buzzed out of the way. And I thought for a second, and I thought, is that a real dragonfly? And I know that we're making drones to look like living things, living creatures. We're making drones to look like dragonflies and butterflies and hummingbirds. And the latest one I just saw is this big ugly thing called the Wildcat drone, which is this mechanical monster that has skinny little four-running legs that run as fast as a cheetah. And I started thinking when I saw that dragonfly, what an assault on Mother Nature that we're turning our war machines to look like living creatures. And I started thinking about the people in Pakistan and Yemen who are the targets in Somalia and Africa and who knows where else our drones are flying. And they can't even trust, I'm not sure why this isn't working anymore, but they can't even trust when they see a living creature, whether it's a living creature anymore. And what a violation on all of our lives. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Push the button.
Try
perhaps
to
the button
on and off.
Oh, shoot. At least I said shoot.
So, anyway, I'm just happy to be with all of you who are standing up for all this assault. We need to join hands in unity for, you know, what we need to preserve on this planet and stop. You know, I disown myself from the human race anymore. I don't consider myself a human because I'm looking at what humans are doing.
Mona Lisa,
and we need to move away from, especially the United States and what it represents. I no longer identify to our Congress. Republicans or Democrats, we need change from outside, not from within. So thank you all for being here. Yay.
Thank you.
I am one of the members of 132, a Mexican democracy group in Mexico. I'm not one of you guys. I am not. Because I don't look like you. I am brown. I don't have papers. I don't speak your language. But I share the same feeling. We cannot let one company with millions of dollars represent millions of people. We cannot let somebody in our office tell millions of people what to eat. We cannot let that people who pay millions of dollars to an army of cops or spies or weapons telling us that we have to be like them. We are not. We don't want to. We want. Today, people say we are just a few, a handful of people complaining. And we say it's true. We are just a handful of people. But the ones who are unhappy are everywhere, in Brazil and Chile, India, in Mexico and here. Yes, every day that we see a worker complaining that his paycheck is not enough, he's with us. Every time that we see a student in Berkeley complaining that he cannot pay his education, he's one of us. So don't let people say that we are a handful. Somos un chingo. We are a fucking bunch, and we're not going to let it happen.
That's right, baby.
So today, yes, we are a handful of people. We were very
going to be very noisy. So let's make the noise be here everywhere.
We are against Monsanto because he's against everybody. We are against
profit because we are in favor of race and we're in favor of people. So let's put people in front of profit and let's raise hell today. Thank you very much. Yo soy maíz y yo soy tierra y soy gente. Y soy gente de color. Muchas gracias, compas.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Name. Good morning. My name is Monica Lopez. I'm with Label GMO in San Francisco. Thank you all for coming here today. Thank you all for believing that we can make this change. We do matter. Every one of us matters. Every one of our individual choices matters. Every time we reach out to our neighbors and our friends and our schools and our place of worship, it matters. The drops matter. Everything matters. Labeling is just the beginning. We want big changes, and wherever you are, you're on the right path. The world is awakening, and we are not backing down. We are in this for the long haul. The people, together, will never be divided. The people, together, will never be divided. The people, together, will never be divided. Come out, everyone, come out. Let's get involved. Wherever you are, talk to your community. We have an event tonight at Matter of Trust Echo Center in the Mission. There will be a screening of The World According to Monsanto and a small discussion afterwards. This is one of eight in a series. It's your chance to get out, drag people who haven't awoken yet, bring everyone out to be part of the change. We'll have a celebration on the 26th at Civic Center to keep the ball rolling. We're just getting started, people. We're on the right track. Let me hand over Rachel. Thank you all.
Papers, and we want everybody to write what they would like to happen to Monsanto.
Does it work?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. Celia, if you can hear me, Celia, we need the rest of the prayer papers. We'd like everybody to write down a little, there they come. Everybody to write down what they would like to happen to Monsanto.
And we're going to make a prayer tree later on when we get our garden going. So, next up.
Can I speak?
And maybe after you.
Well,
you and Carol,
do you mind?
Who wants to pop up? No, I'm not getting up there. You want a video of me?
Yes, I do.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah!
Hey, yeah, my name's...
Occupy Monsanto!
My name's Kurt Reese. I'm with the group 99 Rise. We're a group of community members, activists, organizers, students, workers, the 99% to get money out of politics. I'm here because just like every other large issue in this country, the private interests have an immense influence that determines what the public policy is like. And that is why the agribusiness corporations have such dominant, hegemonic control over our food system. I have a couple of facts with you today about Monsanto's money in politics. In 2012, Monsanto Corporation spent over $1.2 million on political contributions and nearly $6 million lobbying Congress. It has spent over $60 million lobbying Congress since 1998. 16 out of the 22 Monsanto Corporation lobbyists have previously held government jobs. There is a huge revolving door with this corporation and our public officials. The results have been the Monsanto Protection Act, which legally protects the continued sale and cultivation of biotech products, even when a federal court has decided them to be unfit for human consumption. There's no serious federal initiative for GMO labeling, and not to mention the $300 billion that have gone out to subsidies to large commodity crop farms that don't make their way, not $1, to the small organic farms that we all want for our future. So I'm here to invite you all to get involved, not just with the food movement, which is so important, but also with getting big money out of politics. You can come talk to myself and Kyle over there. We're both wearing 99 Rise stuff. We have a film screening coming up late in October to talk about how we can do this through nonviolent direct action, create a moral and political crisis in this country to make sure we get the money out and actually have the government represent the people and not corporations. Thank you so much.
Great.